ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The polls have closed and vote counting is underway in Solomon Islands in what's been described as the country's most important election since independence. Hundreds of thousands of voters have cast their ballots in Solomon Islands. It's a closely watched election, which could have major implications for the Pacific nation's diplomatic ties to China. Kristen Reader Omanu Liang is the ABC's reporter in Solomon Islands as part of the ABC's Pacific Local Journalism Network and is our guest this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chrissy, what are the early results telling us so far?
Well, at this point in time, after the polling stations closed yesterday at 4 p.m., ballot boxes are being either airlifted or travelling to the different counting locations across the country. So 9 provinces in Solomon Islands. So we're expecting these ballot boxes from the different 50 constituencies to travel to the different counting centres. At this point in time, it's still early, no results yet, although we've only heard 3 results that have come out. But this is, of course, from the ward level. This year, the election is a joint election, both for ward level or provincial level, as well as the national level. So we've only had 3 results come through at the close of polling yesterday, particularly because these 3 wards are unopposed. Otherwise, in terms of the national level that we are hoping to know more of, the counting will begin this morning around 9 a.m. And we can expect all these results to start coming through in the next 2 weeks or so. But at this point in time, everyone's just on that waiting game.
Mm. What have voters told you about their hopes for the election?
Well, there have been 420,000 voters this time around across 1,200 polling stations across the country. But more than half of these are young people between the age of 18 to 35 years. So a large portion of these voters are young people, and their hopes are for a visionary leader. They want to see a government that can create job opportunities for young people, creating more tertiary scholarships, but looking at a leader that will see the needs of young people. So that's the view the young people who make the more than half of the voters this time around have been telling me.
And what's the mood on the streets with so many security forces on the ground and these fears that there may be unrest?
Well, in fact, yesterday's election day turned out to be a peaceful, smooth election. No troubles have been recorded so far. And with the high police presence, not only in Honiara, there's visibility of police officers as well out in the provinces, because I was out in Malaita, which is around 6 hours boat ride from Honiara, which is Solomon Island's capital. There was police presence as well there. So this, having the police presence across Solomon Islands has meant that it's been a peaceful and safe elections. But of course, given that yesterday was a public holiday, we're expecting many people to go back into business as usual this time around from today on. And for many, including the candidates, they will be making their travel arrangements back to Honiara. And so that will take a few days. But as it is, you know, it's difficult to predict what can happen in terms of security and looking at unrest. These are also not being ruled out because of what history tells us. But we're hoping that it will be peaceful and the process right to the end, which is it will take around 4 to 6 weeks before we know of a new prime minister. But we hope that it will be a peaceful process.
The election is seen by countries like China and the US in really big geopolitical terms. But what other issues have been on voters' minds?
That's right. Well, I've gone around and spoken to many Solomon Islanders, and I can tell you that geopolitics is at the very least of concerns or worries for Solomon Islanders themselves. They're more looking at domestic issues. The issues that they are of concern to them are particularly in the health, the education and the economy of the country. And they're worried about, you know, with the cost of living increasing, they're worried about accessing to basic services, including, you know, quality education, having access to sell their products at the markets. These are more of their issues that they're more worried about as compared to, you know, what those living outside of Solomon Islands are closely watching or monitoring Solomon Islands for. So it's mostly these issues that make up some of the decisions that Solomon Islanders have in mind as they casted their vote yesterday.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Really appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
That's the ABC's Chris and Rita Omanu Liang joining us from Solomon Islands, where, of course, they've had their election and we don't know the outcome yet, but of course we will bring it to you as all of that news emerges. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.